Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
I received a charge on my checking account or debit card account, and it's not something that I purchased.
All right. Can I get you to verify your name and address?
Janine Daly, and the address is 23 McDonald Lane, Morgantown, West Virginia, 26508.
All right, one moment. You have the order located here. It is showing that there was a promotional offer taken against a card ending in 9437 Visa. It's going to be for the Vibe watch, smart watch.
Also, no.
That's what it's showing here. Say again.
I understand that, but I did not get anything.
All right. And it also have on there the Vibe pods, which is going to be earbuds.
Nope, because I don't put anything in my ears. Can't stand them.
One moment. Showing a delivery on the 8th of February to the address on file.
Well, I understand that, but you know, somebody could have sent it to that address and taken it out of the mailbox.
All right, so what we do here in the fraud department on behalf of the cardholder, it has what's called an IP address that is on the account. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's going to be an address to a device each time someone purchases a device like a phone, a tablet, a laptop. What it does, it gives it an address the same way it does a house.
Okay.
when you register it. So it hangs on to that IP address anytime you create an order on account online. We take that and we provide it to the local authorities in your area and allow them to do an investigation on it. After they determine who placed the order, they will contact you to move forward with fraud charges against the individual. We do need the customer's consent to proceed forward with the investigation on their behalf.
Okay.
All right. So you would like to move forward with the fraud. It shows here that there was an end of trial charge on the 23rd of 6990. End of trial charge.
Well, first of all, if I had done a survey, which I did one back in December, it was a free item for shipping only. And that was it. And that was a radio.
Okay. With most of the trials are going to be shipping only, but then they're promotional. They're a promotion for
a
company.
But I would not do that.
All right. So I was asking, did you want to proceed forward with the fraud protocol?
Yes.
All right, bear with me one moment. I'm going to place you on hold and go ahead and get that process started. When I come back, I'll have some additional information like your cancellation number. And I'll place you on hold for a brief moment. All right, thank you for holding. All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. I have your cancellation number for you.
Okay.
You have pen and paper ready?
Hold on. Yeah.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
15.
15.
25.
25.
758.
758.
Yes. All right, that will cancel the account here. We did go ahead and proceed forward with the fraud and started the protocol of contacting the local authorities in your area. So they'll be in touch with the information that they pull back from the account.
Okay.
We do go ahead and give a provisional credit of the charges while they do their investigation.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I can't think of anything.
All right.
One reason why I usually don't do things like that is for this very reason. And number two, things that can be ordered that would go in a mailbox, I usually don't order because we know that people take things out of the mailboxes because we live on an area where there's like 20 mailboxes all next to each other. So it's very easy for somebody to go along and see if there's anything in them.
Okay. Well, again, they use the IP address, which is the address to the device, like a tablet or laptop, a personal computer or cell phone. They can pinpoint the time and the location and the owner of that device. So, you know, if someone used your card to create that order, they'll be able to pull that information and contact yourself and the company and give us that information. So at that point, you could decide whether, you know, they do ask that you move forward with the fraud charges against the individual.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I have a question. I mean, I'm 71 and occasionally I forget things. But if I had done a survey, I would think I would remember if there was any other fees of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there would say, no, I don't want it, because if I don't know what the fee's going to be, I wouldn't do it.
Right. I understand. I understand that you usually don't do the surveys.
I mean, you know, like, this has been many years ago, but someone had supposedly used my computer to do something. And I know darn well they didn't, because that computer had broken before this had happened. And I'm like, so how can you say that was my computer?
Were you talking about a previous investigation
yeah.
on your computer?
Yeah. This was like, I had a desktop back in the 90s, and somebody said I had done something off my computer, and I'm like, that's great, except I had to get a new one because that one broke a month before you said I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, that makes no sense either.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, the only thing that we can do is, get it canceled. So
okay.
This is a one-time payment, so it doesn't automatically renew or anything. So there
okay.
is a worry
well,
for that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have done anything that would have generated another charge, because if I didn't know what the cost was going to be, I wouldn't have done anything like that. And I know for a fact I wouldn't have, because I know that I'm mostly broke when I pay my bills every month.
Right. Aren't we all?
Yeah. don't even have enough money for necessities. So,
well, we
yeah.
did take care of that. You know, we went ahead and did the refund on the charges.
Okay. Yeah, because if you don't refund that or take it off, I'm not even going to be able to eat next month.
Well, it is taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.